Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nazir daf Lamed Gimel. Begin on the daf. Begin Tosfos Maskil. Begins with the words actually that this Tosfos belongs on a Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph, which again, as all the Mishnayos here are in order, and then the Gemaras, which will be on this daf, are all together. So the words of the Mishnah on the next daf are Ra'as Akai. If someone saw Akai, which Tosfos explains, Shu Sabekai Sag Beima, which is its actual doubt in its status, if it's a wild animal or it's considered as a domesticated animal. Bomer, and the words of the Mishnah says, and he says, as Tosfos explains, Ha'echad, one of the people, that as the words of the Mishnah are in another Shazachai, I'm another that this is a wild animal. And as Tosfos explains, Vashenyam, and the second one says, as the words of the Mishnah continue, I read another Shain Zachai, I'm another that this is not a wild animal. As Tosfos explains, well, Behema, Mashma Midvar, rather it sounds like from his words, that's Behema. Rishlishem, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Mishnah, Rinin Nazar Shazah Behema, that I'm another that it is a Behema. And as Tosfos explains, well, Loichai, and not a Chai. But if you, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Mishnah, Rinin Nazar Shain Zah Behema, I'm another that it's not a Behema. As Tosfos explains, a Chai, rather a wild animal. Which, as Tosfos said, Bahavik Shnayim and Hashem, they really like the first two, Shavach and Devarim, they just say it in the opposite way. Fakamisham, the fifth person says, as the words in Mishnah, Rinin Nazar Shazah Chaya Ubehema. Which, what does that mean? It's like a chai and behema. As Tosfos explained, v'din nekachai lekisli, it has halacha like a chai for that you have to cover the blood, which is only by chai, not by behema. And v'din behema, but it has halacha like behema, it's less a chub, which the fats that are forbidden are only by behema, not by chai. So it has both prohibitions. Vashisham, as Tosfos quotes on the words of the Mishnah, I mean, he knows that she'in zed lechai b'le behema. I mean, knows that this is not a chai, not a behema. Which, what does that mean? The mashma b'ri b'fnei atzma, it sounds like it's its own creature. And therefore, v'in yechla b'ya, that you cannot mate it, lo'im chai b'le behema, not with a chai, not with behema. When the seventh person says, as Tosfos quotes from words in the Mishnah, I'm a nazir that one of you are a nazir, claim as Tosfos explains, in other words, Shekim and Lema Emes, that the one who got it right. When the eighth guy says, as the words in Mishnah, I'm a nazir that there's one of you that's not a nazir, as Tosfos explains, claim, in other words, Shechad Mikem, there's one of you, Shekim and Lema Emes, that didn't get the truth. But the Shechim and the ninth guy says, as the words of Mishnah are in the Nazir Shukulchem Nazirim. I'm a Nazir that you're all Nazirim. As Tosfos explains the Kalayim, another Shukulchem Safik Nazirim, you're all Safik Nazirim, which is an idea Tosfos is going to develop shortly. And Tosfos says, well, like you're seeing with the Gers is not that there's another person who says Shashnechem Nazirim, that the two you're Nazirim. Because the Mukha Begamach is up in the Gemara, like a Latesha Bekoi, there's only nine different types of doubts that come up by a Koi. Unlike we had previously said a different case that has Shnechem, here it doesn't have that. So the halacha of the Mishnah is, as Tosfos quotes some words of the Mishnah, Kul Nazirim, they're all Nazirim. Says Tosfos the following question. I'm going to say, Ichpil Tana Lashmin Ki B'Shamay. We have the Tana repeated halacha to tell us, like B'Shamay, B'Leki B'Sil. Because the Army B'Sil say, the Mishlin's coming to the someone that his words are not, did not come out to be true in another, not another. And yet here we have that individuals and their words are not being true. And yet we're saying they're all going to be Nazir. B'Shamay says, what you can say is, B'Sil Nami. No, actually, according to B'Sil also, Nehid Nazir is about to have, although it's not. They're not the definite Nazirim. Nazir is Misafik, but they all are Nazir Misafik. Why? Because we're called the Reb Shimon, Alim the Bezal Maskla. This is going in the Pin Misil, but the way Reb Shimon holds, as we had in the previous mission, the moment that he says, when the guy was coming towards the six people, and they're saying they're Nazir, if he is or not this guy, and he ends up backing out, which the Haba Nazir Misafik Misil, Reb Shimon holds that according to Misil, they are going to be a Nazir Misafik. Even though the doubt's not going to end up being verified, here also by the Kai, even though the doubt's not going to end up being verified, in halacha we don't know what it's qualified is, but Reb Shimon leaving the Basil, having the Zir Masafik, they're going to be Nazir Masafik. But she should have shown him, Vadin the Zir Masafik. Now, the first six most definitely on the Zir Masafik, because the Machas in the Lasfik, a person would put himself in a situation of doubt, because the Avagab the Kai Safik Kai, although a Kai is a Safik Kai, Aisha Shema Kai, the one who says Kai, have a Safik Nazir, so he's a Safik Nazir, but he couldn't all of them. Now, the last three guys, they're putting themselves in situations of doubt and saying, oh, you know, the first six are like, okay, they're not sure. Yes, it is a chai, it's not a chai, it is chai behema, but the last three, they're saying, if you are, all are, if there's one of them that is, or the one that is not. So they're all putting, so the last three, they're putting themselves in situations of doubt deliberately, like you see from their words. So it's Nazir Misafik, according to Bissel. Now, B'Yeshman Farshim, someone explained, the Shalish Achrayin Nazim and Vadi. Actually, the last three are definite Nazim. Because Shechad Sham, the guy who said, Shechad Mekem Nazir, I'm a Nazir that one you a Nazir, have a Nazir by Lib Shem, he's a definite Nazir, because Shemesu, the truth is, he's right. Shechad Mehen Yeshulab Naziris, one of them has Naziris, I know he's a Shechad Lamas, the one that the truth is like him, he really is a Nazir. So the seventh guy is going to be a definite Nazir. The second guy it says of the last three that Shein Echad Mekem, that is one you that's not, comes in Nazavati. He's also definitely Nazav Shekem Asher Deburi, because that's what sounds like his words are, that he's saying, Yesh Bekem Echad, there's one you guys. Shein Echad Mekem, there's not a definite Nazar. And the truth is, the guy who didn't get the truth really is not a definite Nazar. So this guy's right, what he's saying, and therefore he's a Nazar Bade, this number eight. Vashleishin, the third of the last three, Shalim Kulchem Nazir, and he says, I'm a Nazar that you're all Nazirim. Shal Kulchem Sabin Nazir. He's basically saying that you are all Sabin Nazirim. So Gamzo Imams, he's also saying the truth. So therefore, those who want to say the last three are definite Nazirim Kohen B'Shimon, and therefore they ain't. You don't have to make this time that we said in the previous Mishnah, oh, if I am, then it's Chiv, if not, it's going to be in the dog. However, Yesh Mafashim, someone explain. No, even the last three, they're only Nazim Yisabik. Because there is doubt in the words that they're saying. Because the one who said that, oh, because one of you are Nazir, there's still some doubt here. You can explain what he's saying in two different ways. Maybe what he means to say is, if there is one of you that has Naziras, one of them is definitely another. But there is still doubt that maybe what he means to say is, no, only if there's one of you guys that knows definitively that is another. No one definitely knows, because no one knows the halacha what the status of a kai is. So Meshavachi Nazir Mesavik. There is only Nazir out of doubt. So to the other guy who says, I'm a Nazir, that there's one of you that's not a Nazir. Mashma, and the Gir says not actually Imain, but Imyesh. Imyesh Echad Mekem Shein Nazir. It sounds like that if there is one of you guys that's not a Nazir, the Mashma Sheyid Be'atz Meshein about a Nazir, the guy has to know definitively that he's not a Nazir. None of the six know for sure that he's not a Nazir. So again, so there's a suffix here. So the third guy says that all you, you could explain his words, that you're all definitive Nazir. He hasn't said anything. So there's that doubt. But he could also explain his words. They said, oh, that you guys are all suffix Nazir. So again, therefore they're all Nazir and suffix, even the last three guys, and therefore they have to go out and make a stipulation. But this ends up with a question. He says, but Tzorach Yin, I have to look into this. I might like Tani Su, why didn't we also teach another case? Why only nine cases? Why didn't we say She'ein Kulchem Nazirim, that you're all not Nazirim? As Tzorach explained, Bishlamel, we know previously in the previous Mishlam, Muslim Messim, we couldn't say another case of Ein Kulchem Nazirim, of a Plukta de Rebtafim, because of this dispute with Rebtafim. Because Dimkin, Labba Rebtafim, because then Rebtafim wouldn't be able to say Ein Echem Mem Nazir, that there's none of them that's going to be Nazir. Rebashal Elik, we explained this on the Flamavizim Beis at the end of the Maskab Rebtafim. But here you don't have the halacha b'tafen. You could say it, so this is means to the question, why didn't we say another case of that one guy says, in kulchem nazim, that would be guy number 10. Next test, maskel, it begins with the words of the Gemara. Now here, until the b'gaska amri hacha, belongs in daf lamed aleph amed aleph, going back to the Gemaras of all these Mishnais. So the Gemara had asked, my time of the Bishamai, what's the reason of the Bishamai? The Yalfit Chil is hektish, Mesef hektish. So the reason is because why is hektish Toys hektish? Because we learn that initial hektish, which is hektish, from the end of hektish, as Toys explains, Sef hektish Kachi Timura, that refers to Timura. What are we learning out? As Toys quotes Timura, the Gemara, Mat Timura, just like Timura is even in error, as Toys explained, the Shin Peg Shin Timura, like explained in the second Peg in Timura, the Bizayim and Alf. Basically, Huda, it says in the Pasig Yiyah, that's the Rabbi Shaykh Gemez, that includes not only when you do it deliberately, but even when you did it by mistake. Which Bekaya Kurds going to Pasik Bahayus Marasa Yakaidish, which in Fashion Bechnasim Timura explains over there that, and the Gir says, Kisavar Loimar, someone thought to say Shetimurasa Ayla, that his Timura is going to be Ayla, and the Gir says, Va'amar Shlam, and he says Shlam. In other words, come on, Ayla Shlam, Ayim Dim Lefanim. Let's say you have Ayla Shlam standing in front of him. Marasa Loimar, he wants to say, Abahamas Chulin Shalapanam, and that Chulin Amar is in front of him, Arez Timura's Ayla, Timura's Ayla. But Va'amar Shlam, he ends up saying Shlam. He thought to say that the black one will be Timur. And he said the white one. The Chal Timur, I love him that the Timur is going to take effect on the white one. Ah, so the Hashi Yalfi Bishami. Now, here's where Bishami learn. Ma Timur, just like with Timur, we see it works by an error, like we said, Bishagig. So it's Tez quotes on the words of the Gemara. So also Hektish will take effect in error. And Masneen Nami, that's in the Halach of Mishnah also. When he says the black ox that's going to come out of my house first is going to be holy, actually the white one comes out first. Halach of Kaddish, white one's going to be Kaddish because the by Lameima. Because this is what you have to say. Truth is, he means to say that the ox that comes out first in my house will be holy. Doesn't make it black or white or red. This says black is kesaver. He thought the black has going to go first. That's considered as a toys, as a shaggy, and the Rebbe Shammai holds it's going to be kaddish. However, Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara. Ubesel, however, hanimil tamura. That we said only by Tamura, as Tosfos explained, why we'd say only by Tamura, because the Mekayeh Chaydish Kasi, it's already coming from a pre-existing Kaydish, where you're transferring that onto a Chul and Mahud HaChayel, that will take effect in Erev. But as the words of the Gemara, Abba Chusei Hekdish, but for Hekdish to take effect, as Tosfos explained, Nikara initially, that the words of the Gemara, Lo Yachtina, that does not take effect, as Tosfos explained, but twice in Erev, because the Legamin to the second of Hekdish, they say, no, you cannot compare, you can't learn an initial Hekdish from the end of Hekdish, meaning when there's a pre-existing and then ending it off with another animal. Then Tais says, "Parakal time of the Bishamai." Then the Gemara asks, according to the reasoning of Bishamai, as Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "So Bishamai, ma ilu ama? If a person would say arizur tachazu, if this should be in place of this abat tamura, lachatz ayoyim for midday, miyavat tamura mehi shaita? You think it's going to be tamura from that moment that he already said it? No, el demotik chatzayim who daavat tamura." When it reaches midday, which is when he said it should be, that's when it's going to become a tamura. So achanam lechim magali nilsat. And then here also, when it's going to be revealed. As Tosfos says, Baruch Brusha, this is what the Gemara's question is. According to what the Gemara's initial understanding is asking on the Pshad in the understanding of Bishamai. Hey, Chiyava Bishamai, how can Bishamai learn Tchilas Hekdash Mitamura? What we say from Slave Hekdash. But they're not comparable, is essentially what the Gemara is saying. When the guy thought to say that the black ox will be Tamura, but I'm a Lavan, he says white, by Tamura. The Chal Tamura Lavan, they're just saying, oh, we see Yiyas includes Shaykig. That by tomorrow is going to be on the white one. So imkim mekayim in mashayitz mpiv. We're actually validating what he ended up saying. He said white. Okay, it'll be the white one, even though he wants to say black. But here, when he says with his mouth, the black ox that comes to my house will be holy. How do we know to change what he said out of his mouth? Other, to the contrary, we should say the ain't dasa ishlak dushkim shachar. No, his intention is only to sanctify the black one, like he said. What he's saying and what he's thinking is the same. How are you going to say that you're going to have an understanding of his words? That he wants to sanctify the first one, even if it's white. And the main point of the Gemara's words that we have in our question is the following idea that Tosfos says. Because what do you mean? You're trying to learn from Tamura. Tamura itself don't change his words. As the Ilokoi B'tzav, as some guy would get up in the morning. I want this to be Tamura, but this by midday. In other words, he gives us Kishiki, when he gets to the midday of the second day. Then Hektish should take effect for the Tamura. You think it's going to be Tamura already from the morning when he said his statement to already have Me'ila? No, when it reaches midday. Something at the word of Lamafreya, then it's revealed that then it's Tamura. To be Tamura, because even Tamura itself, he can't change his words. So, Chanami, Gelam Mazir, it was revealed. In other words, what is that? What is the Gemara saying? Chanami? The Mishnah is saying, the Kamaki, the Mishnah is the same thing. Lenishan, the Buru shouldn't change his words. Rather, when it's revealed, like what he said out of his mouth, I see your Kaddish, that will be the Holy One. And, what came out of his mouth? The black ox. Therefore, how can you change the words to say that you sacrifice the white one? So, therefore, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara, Amra Papa. So it's a different interpretation. So the Kachne Merishan, that's why he said the first one means the Kshayeti Yishan when it comes out first. What does this mean? Pirush. So this explains. That Papa's failure, Papa holds actually the Beishami Loigam Hekdash Mitzmoha. No, Beishami is not learning a Hekdash Mitzmoha. Loimit to say the Hekdash Mitzmoha of Hekdash. Oh, that we see that erroneous Hekdash is Hekdash, while Lom Kaddish and white one's going to be holy. No. Then that wouldn't be compared to Batmur, like we just said. We're substantiating his words. But then here we would be contradicting his words in the Monomach Dishon 11. We're going to sanctify the white one. Ella, rather, the Tony must need in Hektish, rather, when the Mishnah said that Bisham holds going to be Hektish, Ashachakar, it's going on the black one, not the white one. And that's what the Gemara is saying, Lekacha Marishan, that's why he says the first one, meaning Lekshiyetz Rishan, when it comes out first, Kolem, in other words. Afa Bishleyetz Rishan, when not Bayis Eila Lavan, even though it didn't come out first, when that's only the white one. So Lehochi Shapa Miskayim Devarav, even so we're substantiating the word Shama Shachar Shiyetz Rishan, that he said the black one is going to come out first. What does that mean? As Tais explains, the Ma'ir Yitzom HaKagun Shoyle Shvarim Shchayim Ahar, he had many black oxen. Kedo Amav, some take out the word Besamach. That is, as we said, Vahri Bay Lameima, and that's what you have to say. What he's saying is that the black ox that comes out first before the other black ones will be kodesh. Then the black one is going to be that black one's going to be kodesh. The hashleinus is developed. Now, we're not contradicting his words. And enough for Rishon to come, and this day he says he's going to come out first means first Rishon l'shchayim, first from all the other black ones. Yeah, we don't have to tell you nafik shalcha rishon ba'bayis of the black one comes out first in the house. That's the garment is coming from. Right, then it's exactly like his words were nafik hektish can be hektish. But that's what we're saying. Nafik lovin rishon, even if the white one comes out first, a cut in the front of the boat, we're still going to explain his words. Shalcha shiyotzah rishon l'shchayim, that first one that's going to come out of the house of the black ones. Yeah, hektish. That's going to be the holy ones. Ah, for being hektish b'tois. To the contrary, we don't say hektish b'tois, and therefore it's not the white one. The Sevilla Republic is Rebbe holds hektish b'tois loy hektish. Actually, not hektish. Appears the Masnina explain them some of the Mishnahs. Look at the Gzatim Mekorah. It's not like the way we originally understood that Alam Kaddish at the white one is holy. Ela Shachar rather the black one. But then Tosis Bav Vodul Lekama says, then why doesn't the Gemara say Elam Rapapa? Rather, Rapapa says, Kegun Shachayz by Mesavah says Gemara. Every time when we're retracting from the logic that the original opinion had before, and we see Ela. How come you don't say that over here? Mishum Shalachuska Shum Amar Elafan, because you don't have any other a teacher that said anything beforehand, but the Gemara was just saying it like a Habamina. So it's only when El is like you're contradicting who you said before. So it's not appropriate to say El over here. I says that the Gemara is Peg Beis. This is what the Gemara said in the beginning of the second Peg on Tesamon Afal Beishame Ain Sheil Behekdash. The Beishame holds there's no asking to undoing Hekdash. Perish, why can't you undo it? Because are you going to say Yecharot Yeratoyes? Perish, Mishim the Hekdash Betoyes have Hekdash, because Beishame holds that a mistaken Hekdash is Hekdash. Says Gemara, the Habakkuk Tamid, the public, right? That Gemara was not going like a public, like a Tamid, the Rabbi Besamach, rather going like a Bai who's going to be shortly, who's going to backtrack on that and say that Beshamach does hold Hekdesh Bertoyes, have Hekdesh Bertoyes, according to Rabbi Public, you wouldn't say that Gemara enough test. Now, the Gemara asks, as Tess quotes from in the Divim Maskel, but the words of the Mishnah are, the black axe comes out. Mila skin v'lesa lahai, isn't it talking that there's only that one? And what's the Gemara's question on Rav Papa? Kim de lesa elachad, since there's only one, so l'shagli kam d'var v'lemes, so then you cannot say you're substantiating his words and saying, oh, rishon l'shachar, the first of the black ones. Because if that's the case, l'olam rishon, shouldn't say the first one, l'shachar, the black one, there's only one. Shant the Gemara answers, as tezik question, l'olam rishon, l'olam rishon, l'olam rishon, no, there are three. So it could be like Rav Papa said. So tezik says, hof gesin, the gears in the Gemara is, Beis Hillel, why do they disagree with Beis Shammai according to the interpretation of Rav Papa? Because if that's the case, shiyotze b'rishon. Not Shiyotze Rishon, Shiyotze Birishon. And this is what the Gemara is saying. Basil Dami Ain Hekdish Basil that says that it's not going to be Kaidish. Then, if that's the case, Shikab Nasalim Rishon Lashchem, if it really meant the first of the black ones, Havalim Shiyotze Birishon, the one that comes out in the first. The Havalim Shiyotze Me Basi Rishon, shouldn't they say the one that comes out of my house first? The Mashma Shiyotze Me Nabai Skill, it sounds like the one that comes out of the house first. And the Shiyotze Birishon, she said the one that comes out in the first, the Mashma Rishon Lashchem, sounds like the first of all the other black ones. And therefore, that's why Basil disagrees. That's the opinion of Rav Papa. Now, the problem is that the Gemara asks us, Tezer quotes from the words of the Gemara, but v'hektish b'kavanahu. But what do you mean? You're describing the Republic, the case of Beis Shammai. He's doing it deliberately. That's what he means to say, is the first black one. So as Tezer explains, so the Gemara's question is being come to Beis Shammai. So there's no error in this case according to Beis Shammai. So my Krillim is saying hektish b'tois. We open up this Mishnah with hektish, Beis Shammai holds hektish, tois is hektish, but it's not, but the way you're saying it's not tois. The Gemara answers to his quotes from the Gemara, Mishum De'ati L'lishne Kama. Because it's, you could be misled with his original words. As Tosfos says, claim in other words. L'achikar le'hektash Tosfos, the reason why the Mishnah is calling it Hektash Tosfos, mistaken Hektash, L'vishe B'tchila, because initially, Yesh Litzis B'lishoyna, you could make a mistake in his words, but let me say, what it sounds like he's saying, is L'rishon Tosfos M'nabayas N'skam, his intention is first when it comes out of the house, by her lover, which is the white one. That's what saying, but Elishan Mefakshin Vav, we're explaining his words that no, Shadot Samu, what he means to say is Rishon Lashkar, the first of the black ones. But it's not really a case of Hektish Tois. So then the Gemara continues asking us, says, quotes from the Gemara, does Beis Shammai really hold Hektish, but Tois, Loya, Hektish? That mistaken Hektish is not Hektish, as Tois is going to our Papa Park, the Gemara is asking our Papa, who holds like that? Ah, yes, Tois quotes from the Gemara, but Tanya, but we learn the Brisa Mishnah, the Benazir, which actually had a Brisa. That's actually, as Tois says, Masnin, and Bepirik, and submission in this Perik. And the Gemara says, the Afar Masnin. I'm going to explain what the case is in the Mishnah Bepirik. But it says over there that the halacha is, as Tosfos quotes, "Teitzah b'tirah ve'edesh." Go out and graze in the flock. Pirush that Tosfos explains, which the Gersa of Marav Ansberg is "kamoi chulun." It will be like chulun. Okay. Then and the Gersa says, "Ubesave the masnim katani." Now, the main thing is the safe of the mission. On that halacha, that seemingly everyone agrees that okay, it was a mistake. So let it go out and graze. So the words of the Gemara is "Amalem v'sil b'shamay." According to that Mishnah, the Basil said to Bishamai, wait a second, yeah, the Maidim said, don't you agree in this case, Hekdash B'Toyes, so that's a mistake in Hekdash, because it really turns out he was never a Nazir. But Tetzah B'Tirah B'Eid, and therefore goes out and to the flock and grazes, as Tetzah says, claim in other words, what Basil is saying to Bisham is Moidis Loy Basil, or the Gisa should be the Moidis Li Baha, just like you agree to me in this case, Oidis Loy or Li Nami Bahi, the Shoshakh, they should agree with me also in the case of the black ox. Shall he hektish? It shouldn't be hektish. But one thing says Taisa Amasu, you see from that mission is Shami Basil Bishamai. The Gemara is saying that you hear that Basil is telling Bishamai, the time of the Hu Bishar Shachar, that the reason of Bishamai by the black ox, as Taisa quotes words the Gemara, Mashim Hektish Bitois would have Hektish, because a mistaken Hektish is Hektish. And therefore, if you agree to us over here, why are you disagreeing over there? But that's what Kashra Papa. According to our Papa, it's not a case of Hektish Taiz. Bisham the Gemara answers, as Taisa quotes in the words the Gemara, Basil would do to. You're right, Basil made the mistake. The Shami, they thought the time of the Bishamai was Mashim Hektish Bitois of Hektish, because of mistaken Hektish is Hektish. And therefore, as Taisa explains, therefore, they asked Bishamai from the Salacha, but really was not the case. This is a different thing we're going to say, but how can you say that? That it was only Basil's mistake. But Bishamai Mahadu, the Basil, but Bishamai actually responds to Basil in that Mishnah, in Maisa Behema, in the Lacha of the Maisa Behema, Umuchi, the Hektish, because of Hektish, and Bishamai is proving that it was Hektish. I thought according to the Pub, it's not. So he says, Bishamai, you can say, no. Bishamai comes to Basil, Bishamai is telling Basil, Lamaid to Isu. This said you made a mistake with Sadri Risa, and you thought the time of the done that the reason of my opinion is Mishra Mekdash Batoyis, and you're asking on me, on that halacha, I could show you that you're wrong. I could show you that it's not true, that Hekdash Batoyis is Hekdash. But that's actually not where they're coming from. That's actually how the Gemara also says in Gimel Masechet Nidah, Gimel Beis. My detito not me, but Svisu Kupa. You know, I could ask you from halacha that what you think I'm saying, I could even slug you up. But that's actually not what I'm even saying. So Gemara continues asking, as Taz quotes on the words of Gemara Tashma, it's being raya from the halacha that says, Shishu Shahi Malcolm and Derech, six people walk on the road, as Taz explained, Masnin Hibapirkin, it's a Mishnah in the Perak of a Krab Rasm Masnin, already explained this halacha in the Mishnah. Now, in that case, as Taz quotes on the words of Gemara, Vahacha the Hektish Betaisu. Here it's a mistaken Hektish. And yet still, Vahaba Hektish, we're saying that they're all gonna, it's gonna be Hektish because one of the Zikas Betaisu, it's a mistaken Zikas because Shaudechim and Rishainim, one of the first ones, Lenin Zikadwal, but definitely can't both be right. It's either Reuben or not Reuben. But Vahacham Nazis still we say he's a Nazim. Fishai saw Vishai plan. He thought it was that guy. Talk crap, but he made a mistake. But Chayla Naziz Avil Batoz. You see, Naziz is going to take effect even the mistake. Oh, so the Gemara's question is talking about Misa. Remember here, so we should say, Tishvilu Bishamay Bishamay holds a Hektish, but Toys Gamab Hektish. That you make a total mistake by Hektish, it should still be Hektish. Because the Masin Nishar Shachar, the Mishnah of the Black Ox, Pirish, that the Halavin Kaddish, that the white one is holy. The Yeshul Nefash Tvachar, because we explain his words, Mitzkil Niskam and Hektish, that initially had in mind that to make it Hektish, Loishno Shachar, but Loishno Lavin, shares some preservation, doesn't make it the black one, the white one comes out first. I have a Hodikam Shachar, this is the black one. The Fisher Tosh, he thought that's going to be the first one going to come out. I'm loyal, my love and Kaddish, but the white one should be Kaddish. Now, but then Tosh addresses, but wait a second. Avagav the Betimura Lehave, the Matichat Zayim Lekamel, and that was the Gemara's question that made your Papa say that can't be the case. That by Timura we see that if you say it should only be by noon and not before that, it's only going to actually be at noon. We're not contradicting what he's saying. He says Hanimila Betimura, that's by Timura. Why? Because to come and befeirish, because that's he says explicitly Zutimura Zulachat Zayim. There should be Timura that's only by noon. Like a Lethrush and Milsa Minachik, like can't explain his words any other way. So you read in and on Kayak list above, we have no ability to contradict what he's saying. We could explain his words explicitly what he's saying. That is the last law Fuki love and Magdish. Not gonna include the white one Magdish. He just thought it's gonna be the black one. So therefore, seemingly from there we see that Bishamah holds Hektish Batais is Hektish. This is from here on is actually belongs on the Flamin Alf Ahmed Bays, that the Gemara answered, you're right. Amri, as Tais quotes from the Rudd Gemara, they said, Hacha, over here, Savi Bishami, Bishami holds Hektish, but always have a Hektish. Hasamloi, but not there. What does it mean? Claim another, it says, what it means to say is, Mahoche Kalachuche, from this halacha that we just quoted in the previous Tais, you could prove the Savi Bishami, Hektish, but always have a Hektish, right? That they do hold Hektish, but always have a Hektish. But they did not make a Bishar Shachar, they put the similar reply, but black ox, because they're laid down, it's not similar to Tmur, which you can't interpret it, because like we just explained in previous Tais. But as the words of the Gemara, Hasam Loi, they're not claiming. Otherwise, Tais says, what does that mean to say? Not that it's not going to apply over there. It just means Mishnah Yushin Shabbos Lechiach, Lebishami, from the original Mishnah that you come to prove from the Bishami Salocha that Hegdish is a Hegdish. No, that like a Lechuch Amin, we just said you can't prove anything. It's a Dachle Loi, like we rejected before. We could interpret it mean something else, like Rav Papa. But you're right, from other places, it's true that you could see that he holds Hegdish because of a Hegdish. Next Tais Mouth to begin the words of the Gemara. But Abai Yamei said a different pshat in the Mishnah. Says Loi Sogadai Tichdu Kabisav. Don't think to say that it's a guy in the morning, and then the Kudah should be Sheyetsim Ibai Sarishan. No, Elohim Eskin Dukabisav is actually in the evening, in the afternoon. As Tosfos explains, "Kvar yatzah behemes v'nabayis leiros v'meva," that the animals already came out of the house to go and graze. And as the words of the Gemara, "Alba Mashar sheyatzah," not sheyetzah, sheyatzah, Tosfos says, "Kvar," that already left. The ak that already left mibayis edition from my house first. As Tosfos explains, the chalash from to all the oxen, "Hein shchayim, hein levenim," whether they're black or whether they're white. So as we continue on Amud Beis, the Gemara.